Blog Talk Radio. guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. It's a beautiful day in the ATL. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. I think I'm going to get out in the yard today. I'm not sure, but I think I might get out and hit the yard today. My front yard needs a little bit of attention, okay? Needs a little bit of attention. It's been raining a little bit on and off here in Atlanta, and I can't really get out there and hit it when I want to because it's raining. Then when I have time to do it, it's raining, and then when I don't have time to do it, it's nice like now. But I may try it for a little while, but if not, hey, I have to try it another day, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-44. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks you guys for tuning in. I see a lot of people coming up on the show right now. Welcome to the show. Today's episode, guys, is called What's Worse, Stinky Feet or Stinky Breath? Now, I sometimes I ask people for show topics, okay? I ask people just randomly. I say, hey, give me a show topic, something that might be controversial or whatever. And as soon as I asked this question, the young lady popped off and she said, why do men have stinky feet? And I'm like, man, why do men have stinky feet? Now, I know there are some women that have stinky feet. There's no way that they don't, right? All women don't have no-smelling feet, if you want to call it that. And all men don't have no-smelling feet, okay? There are men out there that have stinky feet. There are women out there that have stinky feet. There are men out there that have stinky breath. There are women out there that have stinky breath. But what's worse, stinky feet or stinky breath? All right? Now, when you think about it, or when I think about it, and I'm just being 100% here, when I think about it, I've never been one to have stinky feet, okay? And I've never been one to have stinky breath, okay? And, I think that everyone wakes up in the morning with that, that breath, right? That morning breath. And, it's not pleasant. Right? But you know that you got that you wake up in the morning with that morning breath, you know you need to get in there and do something about it, right? Before you get in someone's face. So for me, I think that stinky breath may be the worst. Most of the time people have their feet covered. So you don't know if someone has stinky feet. But, they can't cover that stinky breath. So I think what's worse is stinky breath. Call in. Give me your opinion. 818-301-5834. And I have a scenario well, not a scenario, but I'm not going to call any names, but when I was in high school, there was a guy that played basketball with us in high school, and he had stinky feet, okay? And whenever we finished practice, everyone would rush to the locker room to get changed and get out, because if this guy got in there and started to change before you did, his feet were so bad that it would literally run you out of the room. Now this is a locker room, right? This is a locker room, and you expect some odors. Right, you expect some odors, or you expect a different smell in the locker room. But this guy had feet that were so bad that when he came in and took his shoes off, I mean, you could not sit next to him. You couldn't sit across from him. I mean, it was bad, and you knew. You know, anytime we get to practice or after practice or whatever and we get that smell, we knew exactly what it was. And you know, you get to practice and get that smell and you're like, man, I got to get changed and get out of here and get out on the court, because it was bad. It was that bad. So coach used to tell him all the time, make sure when you come to the game, go ahead and get your, you know, game socks on and your game shoes on and come to the gym, because don't come in here changing into your socks and your shoes right before the game. Because, I mean, I'm serious. It was bad. It was that bad. Now, you know, my wife told me of her uncle that had, you know, he probably still has really, really stinky feet. So they, you know, they would make him leave his shoes outside. They make him leave his shoes outside on the carport, and they make him come in and immediately go and wash his feet when he came to the house, okay? Or else, you know, they wouldn't allow him to come in. And that's how bad his feet were. His feet were so bad that, I mean, the odor came through his shoes. Okay, so they make him take his shoes off, leave his shoes outside. I'm not making this up now. This was told to me. It isn't something that I made up. They make him take his shoes off at the door, leave his shoes outside, come into the house, go to the bathroom, and wash his feet. Okay, that's how bad his feet were. And like I said, you know, he probably still has that problem, all right? But I don't think it's I don't know, because like I said, when we were in high school playing basketball, we had a teammate that had really stinky feet. I've never, ever, ever in my life smelled anyone's feet that were that bad. I mean, I've been here 50 years, and I've never, you know, if someone say stinky feet to me, that's the first thing that pops in my mind is that guy, okay? He had the worst feet I've ever smelled, okay? And then you think about someone that has stinky breath, right? I had a friend of mine that we were in business together for a little while, and we used to take these business trips like once every 3 or 4 months, and One time. That's all it took. One time. He stayed in the room with me. And this guy, his breath was so bad that I couldn't sleep at night. Because he snored. And he snored and he snored. He snored so loud. And he snored with his mouth open. I'm serious, guy. You can't make this stuff up. That his breath filled up the room. I couldn't even sleep because of his breath. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Tell me your deal. Tell me what you think is worse. Stinky feet or stinky breath. Now, like I said, I've had the worst of both worlds, okay? I've had someone, a friend of mine that had stinky breath. I had a friend of mine that had stinky feet. And I thought that they were the world's worst breath and the world's worst feet. Okay? And then the guy with the stinky breath, he always wanted to be close to you. He always wanted to talk to you in close proximity. You know what I'm saying? Well, you couldn't stand in a circle and talk with him in that circle. That's how bad his breath was. Okay? You don't want to tell your best one of your great friends that, hey man, you know, you got to do something about your breath. Okay? You actually want someone else to tell him that, right? You want his wife to tell him that. Because I know she's not used to that. I don't know how you can get used to that, you know, that type breath. I don't care how much you love him. You got to tell him that he has bad breath. So think about this. If your spouse or your significant other or whatever, somebody you're living with, has bad feet, stinky feet, not bad feet, but stinky feet, or stinky breath, if you had to choose between the two, what would you choose? And so, I don't know. I don't know what I would choose. Luckily, I have someone that doesn't have that problem with stinky feet, doesn't have that problem with stinky breath. I mean, and like I said, everyone work wakes up in the morning with the not-so-fresh breath. But if you get up and take care of it, hey, that's the way to do it, right? So I think you can. I can deal with stinky breath more than I can deal with stinky feet. Okay, so I think that stinky feet would be the worst scenario out of the two. I think the stinky feet is something that I couldn't deal with. I mean, you love a person to no end, but those stinky feet would have turned me off a long, long time ago before, you know, any kind of marriage or anything came into play, right? I probably would have gone on to someone else. And I know my wife listening to the show right now. But, hey, that's just me. Right? Nothing against her, but that's just me. And like I said, luckily, you know, she doesn't have the stinky feet. All right? And so, that probably would be a deal breaker, you know. Maybe not for you, but like I said, I keep the show 100%. But for me, that's probably the bad situation. Okay? Stinky feet, I cannot deal. All right? And you know, as I grew up and played different sports and all, you know, a lot of people get athlete's foot and all this stuff. But that's treatable, right? Athlete's foot is treatable. And, you know, but over the years, that's something that you have to watch. Because, you know, as an athlete and you put socks on, these heavy white socks, and sometimes, usually with me, I used to play in a couple of pair of socks. And, of course, sweat runs down your leg and into your socks and then onto your feet. And your feet get sweaty. But if you get home and take care of that and keep your feet clean and dry, you know, you wouldn't have a problem with that. You wouldn't have a problem with it. I mean, I play everything all my life. But I never had a problem with my feet. Okay? So some of you guys out there that are listening to the show, if you do have a problem with your feet, go see about it. Okay? Go see about it. And if you have a problem with your breath, go see about it. Because a dentist can help you. Something's wrong there. Okay? And a foot doctor can help you because something's wrong there. All right? Go get help. You know, everyone has a problem. Not everyone, but people have problems. It's a foot doctor out there for a reason. You know, the dentist is out there for a reason. So if you got that problem with your feet or with your breath, then go get help. Right? Go get help with your feet. Go get help with your breath. That's no big deal. And, you know, people got insurance. Hey, that'll take care of it. So, you know, what's worse, stinky feet or stinky breath? And I think that stinky feet is the worst. All right? That's the worst. That would be a deal breaker for me. Now, guys, I know I didn't do a show on yesterday because I had to go into the dentist on yesterday. I'm not saying I had stinky breath. I had to go to the dentist, but I had a tooth pull last week, and I had a follow up visit on yesterday, so I couldn't do a show on yesterday. But I'm doing good, and I have another visit in 6 weeks. But you know what? After I got my tooth pulled, you know, they put stitches in, all this kind of stuff. It came to a point where when I got all this medication, these pills to take it from swelling and getting infected and all this stuff, I couldn't even, you know, all that stuff says no alcohol. Don't drink alcohol with this. No alcoholic beverages for a week. No, like, man, I had to go off the rest of the week, all weekend, and up to yesterday without having a beer or a cocktail. Anybody know me? I'm not a beer drinker, but for me not to have a sip of Jack for a week, man, that was, but you know what? I got a clearance on yesterday. I'm done for 6 weeks. I don't have to go back to the dentist for 6 weeks. Guess what I'm going to do after the show? And the only reason I don't have one during the show is because I had to jump on the show fast because I was running a little bit behind. Okay? That's the only reason I don't have one with me right now. But as soon as the show is over, in about 3 minutes. I'm going to be having me a little bit of Jack Daniels. Well, a lot of Jack Daniels with a little bit of Sprite. And this weekend, guys, I'm thinking about doing a little something with outdoors, doing a little fish fry, frying up some fish and fries and hush puppies and all this stuff for a couple of my friends. And I'll be calling you guys to see if you can hang out with me this weekend. Like I said, trying to put something together where I can get the guys together again on like a monthly basis. All right? But join the show tomorrow. I'm going to have a big show tomorrow. And I'm going to have a big topic tomorrow morning. So join me in about 23 and a half hours for the show tomorrow. And it's going to be fun. All right? Take care of yourself, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Let's go.
And be good.
Hey, girl.
I'm over.
How
and I'm
you
out.
Doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could the name is Charlie.
What I'm doing.